Good morning, guys and girls. Day 43 of the Sydney lockdown. Of course, now we've got a lockdown in Canberra for another 2 weeks. We've got a lockdown in Melbourne for another 2 weeks. We've got a lockdown in Sydney for quite some time. We've got a lockdown in Darwin. So there's a lot of guys and girls that follow me on Facebook and Insta that are probably having an abnormal period, an abnormal week. Might not be a bad week, but it's just not normal, right? But I just wanted to let you know that as I was running around the Bay Run today, hey, Andrew, hi, everyone. I've just got to tell you, you know, I've got a total attitude of gratitude. We've won the birth lottery big time. Hi, Sean. We won the birth lottery big time, guys and girls. You know, just overnight, you know, there were Afghan people. I mean, you've got to watch the footage. There were Afghan people that had raced to the airport to get out of the country. I mean, if you're feeling sorry for yourself right now, what would it feel like to be stuck now, to be ruled by the Taliban if you're a young girl? You're feeling unlucky at the moment? I'm telling you straight, we've won the birth lottery big time. Guys and girls, they would swap spots with us in a damn instant. Do you understand? People were so desperate, they hung on to the wheels of the plane as it was up in the air. And it's quite disturbing to watch the footage that people could no longer hang on. And while the plane's up in the sky, there are humans falling down, getting killed. You want to talk about trying to pay a price for freedom? It doesn't get bigger than that. Hanging on to the landing gear of an aeroplane so you can escape being ruled by the Taliban. And most likely, we don't know what approach the Taliban's going to have, but most likely they're going to make life very, very hard for those that oppose them. So for me, I always use reference points. So no matter if you're not feeling great, good to see you, Michael, and thank you for your message. For those of you that sometimes wake up and you're just not feeling great, one of the tactics I've always used in life is using reference points and scaling. And I say to myself, right, let's look at another problem and let's give that problem a score. And for me, falling off an aeroplane while you're holding onto the wheel about to die is a 10 out of 10 problem. So I have to tell you, I don't think anyone in Australia is in that spot, and anyone in New Zealand in that spot, and anyone in most of the world is in that spot. You know, and I always remind me as, you know, as uncomfortable the current environment is, I've got to tell you, it is nowhere near as uncomfortable as what it feels like spending your time sitting in a chemo ward, looking at your life fall apart in front of your eyes, and there's nothing you can do about it. I want to remind everyone that's watching this right now, it's a level playing field. It's a level playing field that we're in, right? So you don't have to feel too guilty if you're in a total lockdown and you can't do anything. The good news is you don't have to let go. You can let go of that guilt that you have, which is I could be more productive, because your other competitors are also in the same situation. But it does mean that you could actually do things that I spoke about yesterday, and that is just take the call rate up, take the Zoom webinar up, take your own learning up. Hi to everyone that's coming in. So guys and girls, I'm going to keep shooting content to you. I'm going to keep producing world-class, the best of the best I can. And when I say world-class, I'll sit there and I'll study everything that's going on overseas in the world of real estate training and education. And I'm going to be delivering that to my real estate gym members, because whether it's September or it's October or it's November, thank you, Muhammad, I'm letting you know, I am committed to use this period as a reset button to help a lot of people that make the decision that they're going to have a future bigger than their past, and that they're using this period a little bit like a retreat, where they're just doing the inner work and they're just self-reflecting and they're thinking about, you know, how's my life so far? Where have I settled in my life? Where could I actually be a little bit more uncomfortable, right? And I tell you, I think that people often, hey, Melanie, how are you going? Melanie, and let me know if you've got any good properties. I've got to tell you, people overestimate how uncomfortable something's going to be. You know, whether it's they start doing some push-ups, or whether it's they start, you know, running, or whether they start calling people that they've never called in ages on their database, right? People, I think, overestimate how uncomfortable it's going to be. So guys and girls, stay safe. I'm going to let you know that I've got a big day ahead. I'm producing content. I've got meetings. I've got webinars. I've got coaching. And then I'm going to do a bit of stretching at around 3:30, 4 o'clock. I'm making sure that every one of my meals is planned and that I'm eating like a world-class athlete, because I know my body's going to pay for this. They're going to say, thank you very much. My future self, my future body in 2021, December this year, is going to say, here are the rewards. Here are the rewards for the time that you put in during the lockdown. Guys and girls, I'm signing off. Stay strong. And remember, help is high. Make someone's day today. You'll be shocked at how it makes them feel, and more importantly, how you feel. A random act of kindness is on the agenda.